This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school, Rock School, with your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns and Chad P.
I see you putting words in my mouth.
I didn't mean to.
I never said I don't like the song. I never said I hate the song.
Okay.
I don't even try to use that word.
I was just trying to get you out of it.
You didn't have to get me out of it.
Okay.
Class is in.
It is spring break on the campus of Southeastern Louisiana University, and Chad and I are sitting on a beach in Hawaii with a drink in our hand. We're not really here. These are recorded voices that you hear.
So leave a message after the beep.
That's right. Beep.
Beep.
But we've done a Rock School show, and we've recorded it, and we've done everything we can to do as little work as humanly possible.
That's right.
Matter of fact, we didn't even do any work for this show.
No.
You're listening to the first Rock School Facebook experiment. All right.
Wait a minute.
Oh, yes.
I didn't get the memo for this.
You did, too. You even helped me do it.
Oh, wait.
Okay. Chad and I are both Facebook friends.
Yes.
Okay? Now, I have about 250 Facebook friends. How many do you have?
431.
About 12, something like that.
I have 12.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
We decided to see if this would work or not, and we're still not sure whether it will work or not. We decided to use Facebook to see if we could get answers to some of our questions.
Oh, yeah, they answered them.
So we posted, fellas, ladies, what is the best cover of a song you've ever heard?
Mm-hmm.
And what was the worst cover of a song you've ever heard?
Oh, man, and the responses.
Oh, yeah. Through the roof.
Yeah.
Through the roof.
Yeah.
We decided to grab some of the ones that we liked for the best. We're not going to play any of the worst covers because there's nothing better than an entire radio show made up of songs that people consider the worst.
You know what I found interesting, though?
What's that?
I remember specifically that there were a few people that put, this song right here, this band just completely destroyed it. Worst cover I've ever heard.
And two later, they
said, and I really liked that one. It was the same one.
Same song.
Right. Yeah,
Guns N' Roses.
Knocking on Heaven's Door.
Right.
That was one of the main ones.
It's a hideous piece of music, too, later. I love that song.
Guns N' Roses did a good job with Knocking on Heaven's Door.
I got married to that song. Let's begin. Right? We won't give any last names. Did you really?
No.
Oh, oh.
I got married to Bob Marley.
Good for you. At least that's a better pick. We'll start with only first names, not giving any last names.
All right.
Dan says, this one is easy for me. Tears of a Clown by the English Beat. The Miracles version is an absolute classic, but what the Beat did with it is incredible. Let's hear what he has to say. Tears of a Clown, English Beat, Rock School. Tears of a Clown by the English Beat here on Rock School.
Not bad, Dan.
I liked it. It is the first Rock School experiment using Facebook. Here are some of the worst covers that people liked. Guns N' Roses covering Live and Let Die.
Yeah.
I agree. Guns N' Roses covering Sympathy for the Devil. I agree. Limp Bizkit's covering of Behind Blue Eyes.
Oh, yeah, that was
really agree. Will to Power's combination of Baby, I Love Your Way and Freebird. I really, really agree. Okay, coming up next, Chad, not you, Chad.
No.
Another Chad said his best cover was a Perfect Circles version of When the Levee Breaks.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Maynard James Keenan, frontman for Tool, also in the Perfect Circle is frontman for that. So they did a pretty good job.
Now, you know that's not the copy of the Zeppelin version.
No.
It's a copy of Memphis Minnie.
Memphis who
is a,
Minnie.
It really is. It's a an older lady, an older blues lady, who is also a guitarist as well. Believe it or not, of all the people, I have a show set up ready to go called Female Guitarists, and I have Memphis Minnie.
Well,
I have her ready to go.
It wouldn't be the show if you didn't.
Not without Memphis Minnie.
That's
of
right.
Of course not.
No, not without artists that people go, huh?
Yeah.
Because it's an edutainment show.
Yeah, you have to have that. So let's take a listen to it. According to Chad, not him, another Chad.
Chad C.
That's right. A Perfect Circle, When the Levee Breaks, and it sounds like this. Rock School. Of a repetitive song there on Rock School. My name is Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
There you go. And we're talking about our first experiment into Facebook, asking people what they think, and we had great success with
it. Yeah, I'll call that a successful experiment. I remember making one of those posts. You did it on your personal Facebook page.
Right.
I did it on the KSLU Facebook fan page, which has about 400-something friends.
Poof!
And probably within 45 minutes, 22 comments.
Yeah, right off the bat.
It's a topic that people have a bit of a passion about.
They do. You want some other worse ones?
Yeah, go ahead.
Madonna, American Pie.
Ooh.
Alien Ant Farm, Smooth Criminal.
Now, see, I like that one.
Oh, see, I don't.
I like it.
William Shatner, Rocket Man.
Well, that's understandable.
Courtney Love's version of You Know You're Right, the Nirvana song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Another one. Sherman writes, how can I forget John Cale's take on Hallelujah?
Oh, is he the one that did it in Shrek?
In Shrek, right.
I heard it in Shrek. Yes, I agree with that.
Yeah, John Cale, formerly the Velvet Underground, recorded it. Jeff Buckley also did a version of it. You know, Leonard Cohen, I believe, is the first one that did it.
Okay.
It was on a Leonard Cohen album.
Lincoln Brewster, who's a Christian rock artist.
Right.
He did a version
of it.
It's
an absolutely beautiful piece of music.
It is.
It's slow. We don't play a lot of slow songs on this show, but I think this one fits pretty nicely.
I agree.
Here's John Cale. Hallelujah. Rock School.
I heard there was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really.
This is Rock School as we talk about the best remakes. Now, Chad and I decided, because we're doing the show, we get to each bring one.
Sure.
Right, so for the first half hour, I get mine. And then Chad will get his in the second half hour.
Okay.
This one was originally, a lot of people don't know this is a remake, but this one was originally done by Brinsley Schwartz.
Brinsley Schwartz.
Well, a lot of people don't know it as Brinsley Schwartz. It was Nick Lowe's band.
Uh-huh.
You familiar with Nick Lowe?
Yeah.
You'll find it on a compilation called Quiet Please, the new best of Nick Lowe. It's called What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't know the Nick Lowe version. It's not bad. The Brinsley Schwartz version. It's not bad.
Who covered it?
What most people know is Elvis Costello.
Ah.
I love it. And if you go to Facebook, there's that little thing you have to write about yourself, write something about yourself. Mine says, What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding.
It does.
Yeah. And so it goes. Elvis Costello. Rock School.
As I walk through this wicked world, searching for light in the darkness of insanity.
This is Rock School as we talk about the best covers. That was mine,
good
at least
pick.
One of the ones I like.
Good pick.
You know what else I brought? Obviously, we can't play them.
What's
but
that?
I brought Urge Overkill, Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon, which is a Neil Diamond cover. And I bought Joey Ramone's What a Wonderful World.
Uh-huh.
He did a solo album right before he died called Don't Worry About Me.
Uh-huh.
Died in 2002.
Mm-hmm.
So he redid Louis Armstrong's What a Thing You Have to Help, write about yourself, something about mine. Says so fun. What's about me of peace, love, stand, and understand?
It does.
Yeah. And so it goes. And so is Costco's Help Rock Stella. Let's go.
Attempt
to equal out the original performance of it is the as we talk rock school best cut about the, that was covers in my ones I at least one of the like what else I, you know what, obviously I brought play we can't what's play that? Them but urge I brought kill over girl you'll woman will be a woman which soon Neil is a man cover dime and I ever Joey bought Moan he remember ones what world wonderful old he did an album solo before he raped called Don't Die About Don't Worry Me 2000 died in 2002 redid so he room strong Louis Arm thing you have lungs. What about yourself write something about yourself mine says what's so funny about peace, love, and understanding.
It does.
Yeah. And so...
You know where they don't like covers?
Where's that?
Salamanca, Spain. Radio true. Universidad. They don't like bad covers.
You want to buy some bad covers? Get them on iTunes. Plus, this radio show as well.
For
search
free.
For us. Yeah, for free. Search for us on podcasts. Sign up, and it comes for nothing, and we might be overcharging. Back in a minute. Rock School. This is Rock School as we play some covers from some people who talk to us on Facebook. Some people, we've got over 100 responses from people. So if you're listening and you're one of the people that stated that you wanted a cover, we can only play so many songs.
Some more bad ones.
Some more bad ones. Smash Mouth, I'm a Believer.
Yes.
Hilary Duff, My Generation.
Okay.
Anything by Michael Bolton. Okay.
Oh, Michael Bolton gets no love.
No, he doesn't.
I admit that he is wretched, but...
What a thing you have to help write about yourself, something about mine says, so fun. What's about me of peace, love, stand, and understanding?
It does. Yeah. You know where the so covers? They don't like Salamanca.
Where's that?
Fame.
Salamanca,
Spio,
Landslide by Fleetwood Mac, one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find it as the B-side of their 1994 collection, Pisces Iscariot, and it sounds like this. Rock School.
Took my love to a dam. Come on now, turn around. And I saw
my... All right, we got a short time before the bottom of the hour. No time to tell you any of the worst ones. We just simply have here Michelle, who wrote to us that said, what about Devo's cover of Satisfaction? I like it. You might not. I like it. What do you mean you might not? I like it.
He knows you.
Here's Devo. Rock School. This is Rock School as we undertake our first Facebook experiment going on and asking people on Facebook what they think is the best and worst cover, and we're playing them for you today. It's the bottom of the hour. My name is Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
Let's take a break and we'll do 7 days in 70 seconds. And before the hour, number of the hour, I tell you no time to worst one of the worst just simple ones. We hear Michelle have people who shell us that wrote to us. What about Devo? About Devo of Seth's cover action? That is fair. You might get... Not
seriously injured himself when a 400-pound boulder crushed his two fingers on his left hand. Two of them.
School. This is Rock Undertaker member Steven Van Zandt announces he is leaving Bruce Springsteen's band. They what the best think is worst cut and worst, and we're cover for them playing for them for my play today for you to
seize the handgun found in Eddie Van Halen's Carry On.
76 in time before the end of the hour. No time to tell you any of the worst ones. We just simply have here Michelle, who wrote to us that said, what about Devo's cover of Satisfaction? I like it. You might not.
He injured himself when he hurt himself. 400-pounder. Old brushed his two fingers, two on his ears, and two of his left hand.
I can't get no. This is Rock School. Member Undertaker, Steve Kerr, and Zayn Vance's and as Lee, he is spreading Bruce on Springsteen what they think is the best and worst cover, and we're playing for them, playing them for you today.
The hand of season found gun in. Hey, Lindy Van Arion's
in 70 seconds. Time before the hour, name of the app. Tell you no time to burst one of the worst ones. We hear Michelle. We have people who shell us that wrote to us. What about that? You'll find it on the Ace Ventura 2 soundtrack. It's a remake from INXS's third
album. When a 400-pound
first album they released worldwide back in 1982. Ralph likes to give very detailed answers.
That's cool. So that's the kind of people we are.
That's right. Here's Don't Change by the Goo Goo Dolls. Rock School. On Rock School, picking up the list of worst covers according to our Facebook experiment. Avril Lavigne did a terrible cover of Toxicity by System of a Down.
What? She tried that?
That's what it says here.
I have never heard
that. No, neither have I. But go find Ace 2 Tora track sound. A remake. It's from Imake for Sessinix. First album released when they were back at Worldwide 80, 19, Route 2. Give very flex to tell the dancer and
cool. So that's cool. Kind of people. That's
right.
That's what we are.
Here's Don't Fight by the Goo Change Balls. Goo Doll. Better. Worst covers of anything by Mariah Carey, and especially her. Goo Goo Doll School rocks picking up a list of the worst words according to our face according to our experiment book. Avril Lavigne, Tiffany did.
Well, let's pay homage to Tiffany.
Tiffany, one of my top 10 female. That's what it says.
Pay homage to Tiffany. Here's why I don't like it.
Why?
Because we covered
Tora 2 soundtrack. It's a remake from INXS's third
album. When a 400-pound
first album
in that song.
Let's not play it.
We can play it.
Tiffany, we love you to death.
No.
Let's go somewhere. Sirs.
That's cool. So that's the kind of people we are.
That's right. Here's Don't Change by the Goo Goo Dolls. Better. Worst of covers thing by anything. I love this song. Tiffany.
I love the song. I don't like Metallica's version.
Oh, okay. Very good. We love you, Tiffany. Originally released by Bob Seger in 1973, back on a 1972 album. It's beautiful, but here you go. Metallica's Turn the Page, according to Tiffany. It's one of her favorites. It's a Bob Seger classic, and it sounds like this, except Chad hates it. Rock School.
On a long, lonesome highway east of Omaha, listen to the engine of moaning out his one old song.
I see you're putting words in my mouth.
I didn't mean to.
I never said I don't like the song. I never said I hate the song.
Okay.
I don't even try to use that word.
I was just trying to get you out of it.
You didn't have to get me out of it.
Okay.
I'd rather Seeger's version. I like the saxophone in it.
Okay, I understand that completely. It's the same thing with Baker Street, as it was redone by, what the heck is the name of the album? Too beautiful. It's, here you go. But like a metallic page, Turn the Piffany, according to Tiff, her face, one of Bob's favorite classic, Seeger, it sounds.
Well, thank you.
Now, we got to take a break, and we're going to come back. I got my first pick in the first half hour. Mm-hmm. Chad gets his pick coming out of this break. Hello, KLSU. Thanks for listening to the radio show. What do you think of Turn the Page, huh? Are you a Seeger or a Metallica group out there? Who else?
BSD in Burlington, Wisconsin would agree with me.
And iTunes would agree with neither of us. We'll be back in a minute. Rock School. This is Rock School as we undertake our first Facebook experiment. I say first because it seems to be going pretty well.
We might
do a few more of these. Now, Chad gets to pick his favorite cover, but before he gets underway, let me tell you a couple of the other ones that came from our listeners that were their worst covers. Patty Street, as in by done a what the hell? 1991's Wild Horses. I thought it was, interesting. With a little lips. Her favorites. It's a Bob Seger classic. And it sounds
cute.
Now, we'll
thank you.
Take a break. We got a 10 to come back, and we're got my pack. I got pick in the first half hour, and the first ad gets our coming out his pick break out of this BLS. Hello, kid. Thanks for listening to Youth Radio. Listening to the What Do You Show of Think page. Huh? Turn the page. Are you bigger or a Metallica or a Metallica out there group?
BSD in was Burlington Wood cover. Well, my favorite cover all time, we're going to get to in just a second. Let me do a couple of honorable mentions for the worst. I already said I don't like the Careless Whispers song. I really don't like Phil Collins' I Can Feel It Coming in the Air Tonight by a metal band called Nonpoint. It's the remake that they did for the Miami Vice movie. I don't like that.
Phil Collins, speaking of him, I hate his cover of the Supremes' You Can't Hurry Love.
You don't like it?
No, I can't stand it. It seems cheap. It seems a cheap way to fill 3 minutes.
I know that people will disagree with me on these two, but you know my favorite band is Lit.
Yeah.
They did two covers. They did I Wanna Rock by Twisted Sister, and they also did Pictures of You by The Cure.
Yeah.
I like them. I like Lit.
Okay.
My all-time favorite is Hard to Handle, Black Crowes, a cover of the Otis Redding song.
I like it.
You what?
I like it.
Oh, my word.
Can you believe it?
No.
Rock school. Why were you so amazed that I actually said I like that song?
It's a rarity.
That I like your music?
Yep.
You kids and your rock and roll. Mm-hmm. Let's go back to the people who responded to us on Facebook and their favorite covers. Daniel states that his favorite cover is one by the Bee Gees. But I know you like to do the Bee Gees jokes and you like to do Barry.
Sister also did, and they have you by the pictures of The Cure. I like them. Lit.
Okay.
Time favorite. My all-time favorite is Handle. Bart to Handle. Black cover. Otis cover of the song.
I like
Redding song.
It. Like it.
What? You what?
Like it.
I like
my words. Oh my.
Believer.
Can you rock it?
No.
School. I started the joke as the cover, and then they sort of reinvented themselves as a disco band in the 70s. I mean, you can really see one. Over when they put on the very, very tight pants, because I guess some people can get away with those tight pants. Me, no. Big fan of the relaxed jeans.
Not so much.
Yeah. Here's Faith No More. Apparently he was wearing boxing gloves when he sang this. Here's the Bee Gees. Done by Faith No More. I started a joke. Rock school.
I started a joke, which started the whole world crying.
This is Rock School as we wrap up our Facebook experiment, asking as many people as we could what are their favorite covers, and they told us. Of course, they also told us our worst covers as well. We got time for one more song. Let me tell you the songs we're not going to get to. Some people I get with those taking it away. Me, tight pants. No. Fan of the big jeans. Relax.
Yeah. Not much.
Here's Faith. Sherry said Ring of Fire by Social Distortion.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Okay. Geez. Faith. Done by Ice No More. Joke. Started a joke. Rock school. Who is that?
Robert Goulet.
So we're going This is cool as rocks snap up. We wrap our book experiment. Sparing as askful as we as many people. What are could favor their covers? They told us, and they also told us, of course, the worst covers are well covers as well. Time for one. We got long. Let me tell more songs. We're not the song to get going to. Over when they put on the very, very tight pants, because I guess some people can get away with those tight pants. Me, no, big fan of the relaxed jeans.
Not so much.
Yeah. Here's Faith said, Sherry, Fire by Inch Nails from their 1994 album, Downward Spiral. I started a joke. Rock school.
I started a joke, which started the whole world crying.
This class is dismissed. So this is Rock School as we wrap up our Facebook experiment, asking as many people as we could what are their favorite covers, and they told us. Of course, they also told us our worst covers as well. We got time for one more song. Let me tell you the songs we're not going to get to. Got some good old lovin' that's over when put on the very on the pants, very tight pants. Mm-hmm. I guess some people just, I get with those, taking it away. Me, tight pants. No, fan of the big jeans. Relax.
Yeah. Not much.
Here's fake. Sherry said, Inch Nails. I buy their night nails from the 1949 night album, D4, Spy Downward Spiral. I roll joke. Started a rock school. This class is dismissed. Hello. So we're going this is cool as rocks snap up. We refer our book experiment, sparing as askable as we as many people what are could favor their covers. It told us, and they also told us, of course, the worst covers are well covers as well. Time for one. We got long. Let me tell more songs. We're not the song to get going to. Over when they put on the very, very tight pants, because I guess some people can get away with those tight pants. Me, no, big fan of the relaxed jeans.
Not so much.
Yeah. Here's Faith said, Sherry, Fire by Inch Nails from their 1994 album, Downward Spiral. I started a joke. Rock school.
I started a joke, which started the whole world crying.
This class is dismissed. So we're this is Rock School as we wrap up our Facebook experiment asking as many people as we could what are their favorite covers, and they told us, of course they also told us our worst covers as well.
Repair beneath the stains of time.